name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we are in the 16th week after the Pentecost, and the day after the universal exaltation of the Holy Cross of the Lord, which was a major feast day yesterday. So today we have several Gospels. We have actually three Gospels and three epistles were being said. I'll talk about the one, the Gospel that the Lord gave a parable. The parable he gave was the master going away and calling his servants and giving one, five talents, another one, two talents, and one talent, according to the ability of what they could do. Because the master, he knew what their worth and what they could do and what they couldn't do. And he went away, far away. Then he came back after quite a while. And when he came back, he called them, and the one that had was given five talents, he brought him another five talents, and he told him that from the five talents that you gave me, I made another five. And the master was very pleased, and he says he'll give him a big reward for that, and let him be a ruler over many, many places. Same thing with the second one. Second one came with two talents, and he came and also told the master that I have made two more talents with the talents that you gave me. And he praised him also, and he gave him also a great reward. But then comes the other one who only got one talent, and he came over and he started to immediately tell him off and said, I knew that you were no good, that you were going to ask the man more than what you had given, what doesn't belong to you. So I went and I took that one talent and I buried in the ground, and here it is yours, take it back. And of course the master was very unpleased with him and displeased, and he had then told him to take away the talent from him and give it to one that has the 10 talents, for whoever has a lot is going to give it more, but whoever thinks he has something and doesn't really have it is going to be taken away and put him into a dungeon. My beloved, what are the talents that the Lord has given out? The talents, the Holy Father has explained to us, it is the gifts that the Lord gives and bestows upon every human being. Some get less, some get more. And the talents, let's take it this way, that the main talent is, of course, the gifts of God that God bestows us through the chrismation, when we receive the holy gifts from the Holy Spirit through the chrismation. And some get less and some get more. But the Lord gives to everyone only as much as he can handle it, so that he will be able to work and produce and be able to bring it to the Lord, the doubling of what he was given in the beginning. When we were given the talent, of course, the talent is the main thing, should be the talents, the gifts of the talents is prayer. And the prayer, my beloved, is such a necessary thing, that without the prayer we do not have a chance to be close to our Lord. Prayer is the talk with the Lord, heart to heart. The Lord is giving us the grace of God through the chrismation. He had given us the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the main one, of course, is the prayer. We cannot pray without the help of the Holy Spirit. For it says in the scripture that the Holy Spirit is praying with us and groaning with us and truly uniting us to the Lord through our prayer. But we have to put an effort behind it. We cannot just take the talent and put it in the ground and forget about it and not use it. We have to use that talent. We have to work hard. We have to work hard to produce the prayer. We have to put an effort behind it. We cannot receive the gifts from or reward from our master if we do not put an effort behind it. For the Lord says the kingdom of heaven is taken by force. Only those who exert themselves are going to be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. Well, it's only right. It's only right that we should work with the talent that he gave us, the talent of prayer, the talent of prayer. And if we put an effort behind it, then we will be able to enlarge it, and we will be able to be closer and closer to the Lord, because we'll grow in love towards the Lord. And there will come a time when you couldn't be without a prayer. As St. John of Kronstadt says, I don't understand, how is it that people can be without a prayer for an hour and a half? Then he says, what am I talking about, hour and a half, for a minute and a half? Well, the holy saints, of course, they have, by working on it and working, they were able to attain that prayer all the time. For the scripture says, the Lord says, that pray at all times. And the apostle says the same thing, that we should pray at all times. And we pray sometimes in the morning, in the evening, and maybe before meal, and that's about it. And then maybe sometimes when we get some troubles and we cry out to the Lord for help. And my beloved, there used to be a saying in the old Russia that the man is not going to cross himself until he hears the thunder or lightning hit, then he will cross himself, and then he will say a prayer. Well, we shouldn't wait until we have big tragedy happen to us for us to pray. We should pray all the time, as the scripture says, and we should pray and know that there is nothing greater than to be able to converse with our Maker, with the Almighty God, the Creator of all the universe. It is such an honor, my beloved. This, you know, when you in this world, when you are being invited to see, nowadays there's very little czars left, but if you're invited to talk to the president and so on, you consider that's a great honor, and you would be paying all attention to him. But what do we do? We face our Lord, and we face the Mother of God and the guardian angel. But the prayer, it doesn't come from the heart. It's lip service only. We just talk. We just read the prayer. Many times even our mind is drifting in other places. We're not even listening to what we are saying. And of course the heart is not involved in the prayer. And when the heart is not involved in the prayer, as again St. John of Kronstadt says, it's not really a prayer. It is really more a blasphemy. We have to inert. We have to work on ourselves. We have to fight to attain the real prayer. And the real prayer is when our heart gets involved in it. And as Metropolitan Vitali said, that the whole body, the whole system, we should be all in a prayer when we start to pray. This is the real prayer. The real prayer, of course, it has to be coming from the heart. You can't receive that unless you really try. And when the Lord seeing that you're trying, you're working on it, then he's going to give you that gift. It is a gift to be able to have a real prayer, the prayer that you can actually converse with the Creator of the whole universe and with the Lord Jesus Christ, that had crucified himself on the cross and taken up all my sins, all of your sins, and everybody's sins on it, so that to as if to pay our debts to his Father, to our Lord, so that we can be free and so from these sins, that we can be able to rejoice forever, being in his presence in the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, you and I have to understand that the kingdom of heaven is taken by force. We have to exert ourselves. We have to fight to attain the prayer. You know, anybody that has any kind of profession and wants it, he knows he has to work on it to be able to be good at it. Well, we have to do much more so with the prayer. We have to work on it. We have to work on it. We have to force ourselves in the beginning. When the forcing stops? The forcing stops when we acquire the love for the Lord, when we truly love the Lord, then we will do exactly what Saint John Crozier said. We couldn't understand how is it to be without the prayer of the Lord, without talking to the Lord, to be separated from him. That's not possible for if we truly love him. So let's work on it so that we'll acquire the real prayer, and through the real prayer we will acquire the love for the Lord. And by the proof of the love of the Lord is that you would have the love for your fellow man, for your neighbor. No, doesn't matter who it is, and no matter how they hurt you, no matter what they do, you're still going to love them, and because you're going to pray for their salvation, and whether they've hurt you or not. Again, whether they chase you, whether they hate you, whether they become your enemies, you will pray for them to ask the Lord to reconcile with them, to not to hold it against them what they're doing to us, and to bring them about to find out the truth. And the truth is that we have to use the talent that the Lord gave us through the chrismation and the baptism, and we have to learn to become the prayerful, to truly to be prayerful. Oh, saints, they were, for instance, Saint John Maximovich, Saint John of Shanghai in San Francisco, people told about him that he was always in prayer. We have to, as Saint John of Croce says, we have to warm our heart sometimes, hour and hour and a half, if we are far away from prayer. But he didn't have to do that because he was always in prayer. And this is the spirit that you want to receive. Saint Fiveret of the Merciful, the first hierarch of the Church Abroad, he was also in prayer. And my beloved, this is what we have to try to do. Let's not be lazy spiritually, and let's work to attain the love. Once we have the love, again, I will repeat myself, then you'll find you just couldn't be without the prayer. You want to converse with your Lord, you want to be with the heavenly dwellers, and the prayer just cannot cease. Let's pray to the Lord that he will give us more time to utilize the talents that he gave us, so that we be able to finally to truly to love him, and then give him back and amount to the times that he gave us, because we have worked on it and we love him and we are doing everything for him. We're not doing it for ourselves, we're doing it for him, for our Lord, because we know that he had done most that most anybody can do for us. He died for us. He died for us in a terrible agony on the cross. May our saints, and today we are celebrating great martyr Nikita, and you should read the lives of saints, and you will see that what a great struggles, what conqueror he was. For the name Nikita, it actually means conqueror, and how he conquered the evil forces, the demons, and all the workers that were helping the filthy demons to be in this earth, and he attained, and then he was put in a fire. The final, he was put in a fire, and they thought that he burned, but actually he had asked the Lord to take his soul. The Lord took his soul, but the body was absolutely not touched by the fire. And when the fire died out, they found the body, and his clothes was totally untouched by the fire. And then one of his friends, miraculously, even though it was told that his body should not be removed, but one of his friends decided to come at night. It was raining and very dark, and he couldn't see anything. And then the Lord sent him a star, like an angel that guided the people to see the Lord in the manger. And the star brought him to the place where the body was, and he was able to take the body. And then it was, of course, relics, because it was untouched and not contaminated by the earthly things. Let's continue to work harder to be closer, to get closer to our Lord and the heavenly dwellers, all the saints, and to really feel that we are part of them. Amen.